Whether it's the water quality of the region's rivers and lakes or the amount of rainfall that fell in your backyard, there is a wide variety of data available at your fingertips. Today, we're talking about data. We learn how and why it's collected, the benefits of this information, and how you can access it right from your home. This is the Water Matters Podcast.
You're listening to the Water Matters Podcast, brought to you by the Southwest Florida Water Management District. We answer your most popular questions about the work we do and services we offer, including new projects, springs protection, water conservation efforts, and more. Learn about the many ways we serve the community and protect your water resources.
Welcome to this episode of the Water Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Sager, and today I'm joined by Robin Spidell, a professional geologist who works in our Data Collection Bureau. He's the perfect guest today because Robin collects and evaluates all types of data here at the district. Welcome, Robin.
Thank you for having me.
So, Robin, tell us a little bit about your job and what you do here at the district.
Well, Michelle, as you mentioned, I'm the professional geologist for the Water Quality Monitoring Program here at the district. And what I do is I oversee our groundwater and springs monitoring networks.
And explain why the district collects this data and the benefits of collecting it.
Well, there are multiple uses for the data that the district internally uses, but we also use it for the purpose of public curiosity, as well as schools, municipalities, and universities.
And we're going to get into some of the different types of data, but first, you know, you mentioned the public. Why is it important that we make this accessible to the public?
Well, for one, we want to be transparent with our data. And it's also important because this data is collected using taxpayer dollars.
So there's all kinds of data that we collect. In your opinion, though, what is some of the most popular data that people are looking for on our website?
Well, for one, everyone loves our rainfall data because it's been a while since we've had storms, or if we are having storms, that's typically what a lot of people are concerned with. You know, is their area going to flood? Are their plants going to grow? Do they need to irrigate? Things of that nature. Also, water quality. A lot of people want to know what the water is doing, what it's like. You know, are these habitats looking good? Things like of that nature. We also have our water levels. You know, is there enough water in these systems for them to accurately work?
You mentioned water quality. Talk about that a little bit and exactly what kind of information is available.
So we collect water quality for both surface water and groundwater systems. That would be your lakes, rivers, streams, estuaries, as well as your aquifers and springs. What we actually collect out there is we're looking for long-term regional trends of these systems. So what we're seeing is we look at mostly ions, nutrients, and metals for our groundwater and spring systems. And then when you get to the surface water, we throw in things like chlorophyll and like total organic carbon.
And this is all available for people to look at?
Yes, all this information is available on what we refer to as our environmental data portal. It's a map viewer where the public can go in and they can actually use filters to kind of narrow down their search, as well as zoom into areas that they're interested in and see all the data that are collected and available.
And beyond making it available to the public, it's also used by our staff here at the district, correct?
Correct. It's used in modeling efforts, operating structures, water supply projects. It's also used in permitting data or to issue permits.
So let's backtrack to the weather information, the rainfall, the river flow information that you talked about, because like you said, that's really popular information with people, especially considering the hurricane season we had last year, the wet summer we had last year. How detailed does that information get with people? Can I find something in my community or is it more regional?
So we actually have about a little over 170 rainfall gauges throughout the district that we monitor, as well as there's additional data that go into things like the hydrology conditions report that is presented to our governing board every month as well, that is also accessible to the public online.
And is that daily, weekly?
Yes, we pride ourselves on our extensive period record that we have for these data collection sites.
Now, for somebody who loves data and wants to take a deeper dive, there's the environmental data portal. Kind of walk us through that and how that works and what you can find through that.
So the environmental data portal is very unique, where it storehouses all of our data in one single map viewer. And the user can go through and actually filter down what they want to view and then click. And once you click, it'll pull up both the hydrologic data, which we talked about previously, it's your water levels, rainfall, and discharge, as well as your water quality data. It's will create a graph, or you can view it in a table format, as well as download it if you so choose.
It's great that there's so much information out there that people can kind of go look for themselves and see what's happening in our waterways. So besides the data portal, are there any other sections that you would recommend people check out?
Well, I would check out the geohydrologic data section. They're the ones who do our exploratory analysis prior to any monitoring wells getting drilled. And what they do is they look at how the aquifers respond to water moving through the rock.
And why would I, as a member of the public, be interested in that?
Well, for one, it shows you what formations that even your own private well could have been drilled into, as well as how that water moves throughout the rock. There are certain formations that don't allow as much water as others, and that's why they're a little more restricted when it comes to permitting.
That's really interesting, because I don't think necessarily people always think about the rock and the land when it comes to water, but that is a key part of this process.
Yep, it sure is. And with the how the water reacts with the rock and land and the quality of the water that each rock formation has really helps narrow down where you as a public consumer would want to put a well for your own use, because that's very important of when you turn on your tap, what's going to come out of it if you're not on a municipal water supply.
So let's talk about the GIS and map section, because there's some really cool maps on our site and some really interesting imagery. Can you walk us through what we might see there?
So going through that section, there's multiple map viewers that our mapping and GIS section has created. And these are interactive viewers that are very public friendly and user friendly to begin with. You can go through and it has information such as well construction permits or environmental resource permits that are in your area. There's elevation data. And yes, as you mentioned, there is some imagery in there as well.
That's really interesting. Of course, I can't let you leave today until you tell us your favorite data to look at on our website.
Well, I'm a little biased being the water quality geologist for the district, so I would say it's going to pertain a little bit more to water quality. But I think the data that kind of tugs at the heartstrings the most is our springs data. That's where I got my feet wet at the district, and that's where, in the 41 years that I've lived in the state of Florida, that I really hunkered down and loved thoroughly. And the data paints a picture of how these systems are really doing. And that's the reason why it would be my favorite.
Wow, that was a lot of great information today, Robin. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want any of the information that we talked about today, visit watermatters.org/data. This is the Water Matters Podcast.